now based in here and in Jordan, and he tends to the flock of believers, the many, many Christians who have had to flee Iraq and Syria and are now in Jordan. And I was just asking him before the service how the ministry is going. Because they have a major operation going on, and an major operation that takes a huge budget. And interest is down in the West now. It's out of people's minds. I mean, that people are sort of losing interest in what's going on in the Middle East right now. It's just sort of, there's fatigue. People are sort of tired of hearing about the Middle East. There's election cycles going on, and I think also people don't know what to do anymore. There isn't sort of a clear political answer for what to do in some of these places, and it's just uncomfortable. And I think a lot of people would just rather not think about it. And it's really pathetic, but we, the Christian world, and we, the Christian world in the West, who have the means to do something, are slowly shriveling up, or just shriveling up into ourselves. And I think it's incumbent on us that we have an Andrew White come into our lives and make us uncomfortable again, and understand that our eyes need to be on those who are who need us and need the Lord most. So Andrew, please come share with us.
Great to be back here. I love being here. You are my people, and I am yours. And I'm so pleased that my friends are here from Reading, because they are my people, and I am their person. I always pray God's blessing in Aramaic, don't I? Shemit Bab Ron Brocha Kosha Ha'alacha Alohum Ana. Amen. So the blessing of God, the Mighty One, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Those of you who speak Aramaic know that Jerusalem is Al-Quds. Those of you who know what that means, it means the Holy Spirit. Can you believe that? That Jerusalem is the Holy Spirit. That Al-Quds, the name which is for this place, often people think, oh, the Arab world, it's all bad, nothing good. But this is the place of the Holy Spirit. I want to look this morning at a passage from Colossians chapter 2. It's a passage about circumcision. We're not going to have a Brit this morning. You don't do Brits on Shabbat. And today is Shabbat. Brit is the Hebrew word for circumcision. So, in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised, with a circumcision not performed by human hands, your whole self ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Now, this is a Baptist church, isn't it? Just. And you don't need a baptistry around here, do you? Because you just wander down to the Jordan and give them a good dunking in the Jordan. I like baptizing people in the Jordan. It's the best place. It's really good. It's really dirty. It's really muddy. But when you've been in there, you know you're done. I never forget a few months ago when I was here, I brought my goddaughter with me, Hannah Rivka, and I had dedicated her here in Yerushalayim at Christ Church Jaffa Gate when she was 3 weeks old. She was born in the car on the way from Mevaseret Ezion to Jerusalem. Didn't quite make it. But I baptized her in the Jordan. And it was a wonderful occasion. How many of you have been baptized in the Jordan? Lots of you. How many of you haven't, but want to be? Yeah, the thing is that God will still let you do it again. Alright? Can I do you in the Jordan, Rivka? When are you going to be here? Can I do it next week? Good. And you? Yeah, all of you. Yeah. Right, great. We'll do that. I never thought you thought I would do it, did you? No. Neither did I when I came this morning. The wonderful thing about the scripture is it is living. It is now. You know, you go to church so often and you hear the priest stand up and he preaches the word. And it's so boring, and it's enough to put you to sleep. The word became truth and lived amongst us. God became flesh and dwelt here in Yerushalayim. God is life. God is truth. And circumcision is that sign and seal of his covenant with his people Israel. God made a promise. You are my people forever. My salvation is promised to you through Abraham. And don't forget, he was an Iraqi. He came from down in the south of Iraq. But God sent him over here. And if you want to know where he is, you can go and see him in Kiryat Arba, in Hebron. All the patriarchs are there. So it's good. And we need to know that the Spirit of the living God is here now. Amen. And he is alive. Amen. And that circumcision is just the beginning. And the circumcision, which was the sign and seal of the covenant, is the sign and seal of the grace of God. He chose you. He even chose me. I sometimes wonder why. And he said, why? Do you know why God chose me? Do you know why God chose you, Rivka? I tell you why. Because he loved you. Why did he love you? Because he loved you. We've got to know the transforming love of Yeshua. And he loved us because he loved us. We didn't deserve to be loved. We deserved nothing. But he loved us. Why? Because he loved us. And he created this world for us. That one day he would save us. Through his blessed son, Yeshua, who would come and suffer for us and die on the cross for us. I always carry the cross in my pocket. And I always give the cross out. And I was so pleased to hear that Chuck, who's gone to Niger, before he went to Bethlehem and he picked up hundreds of crosses so that he can give away the cross. This cross, this one, belongs to Rivka. Come on, Rivka. That's yours, darling. The rest of you will get one later. Okay? Because I always give them out, don't I? Circumcision is the sign of God's covenant with his people Israel, with his covenant with the Jewish people through Abraham, through Abraham, through the Abraham. Whatever you call him, is the same Iraqi guy from Ur. And he says, I have come. Abraham came as an example of God's sign of the covenant. Abraham was just the sign of Yeshua who was coming. The one who suffered on the cross. The one who everything became reason because of him. The one who was before the world was created, when the world was created, and in the coming. And you know that I have great objection to say the name of God. And all these people, you know, these wacky Christians, not wacky like us, we're good wacky Christians, but these other wacky Christians, they think they can say the name of God, like the JWs. And we know, us really, Judaized lot, we know you never say the name. Because Jesus is the name above all names. And because the name that the priests used in the temple looked forward to the day when Yeshua would come and he would be the high priest. Yes, theoretically we might be able to say the name, but we know that one day he is coming back here to Yerushalayim, and he will be the high priest. And once again, his name will be able to be said, because he is with us. And we love him. And as we look at circumcision, we realize that the circumcision that we experience is baptism. We are baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. Once upon a time, I used to be a normal priest, and I had a normal church in London. And people used to come. You know, in England, we had the established church. So in the Church of England, if somebody comes to you saying, will you christen my child, will you baptize him, you can't say no. You can. You can say yes if you come along for 12 weeks and do this course and understand about what it's all about. I used to say to people, you've got a 3-week-old baby, and you'll bring it to me and say you want me to baptize your baby. Do you realize you're asking me to enter into a ceremony which is about death? And your little one's just been born? And you want me to take it into a ceremony about death? It is. Circumcision is death. The death of Christ, made real by the cross. That is what we share in. No longer is circumcision the sign for salvation for us. Circumcision, look at it, only for boys. 2, it hurts. 3, it's bloody business, whether you like it or not. This morning, when I woke up, I was thinking about talking about circumcision today, and my mind went back to my old life when I did proper circumcisions, my medical days. And it's not a real operation, it's not a big operation. And to be quite honest, the rabbis were better at doing it than me. Far better. Who's seen the rabbis do it? Which of your children has been chopped by the rabbi? They're rather good. Yeah. Far better than me. I wasn't very good. I could do it. But Christ says, you have the sign and seal of death and new life. Circumcision? No. Because no longer does blood need to be shed. Because blood has been shed on the cross by Yeshua. So no longer is it a blood business. Now, baptism is a sign and seal of the resurrection to new life. It is about the power of Jesus. The Word becoming flesh and dwelling amongst us. And if baptism is about new life, if we have disarmed the powers and authorities, he has made us public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So people might try and keep you down, but Yeshua says, my cross will set you free. My baptism will give you new life. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. Sophia, today is a great day for you. It's your jubilee.
Yeah.
Today is your jubilee. And in a way, all of us share in Sophia's jubilee. Because God has given us a new beginning, a new life. Baptism is being dead to the old and rising to new life in Yeshua. I find it difficult to say Yeshua because we always say Yeshua. So I want to say Yeshua rather than Yeshua. In Aramaic, it's Yeshua. Same thing, Aramaic and Hebrew are very similar. And we know that he who came to die on the cross for us set us free by his power, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness. Yes, we were in debt forever, finished, useless, cast away. Jesus came and he made a way available to us. When you were dead in your sins and in uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ and his cross. The cross is such a key part of our life. And it is very easy to think that crosses are kind of boring things that people have in church. And that priests go on about crosses. And some priests have them around their neck. But for all of us, it is a sign of forgiveness, a sign of redemption, and a sign of life. If you are a person of the cross, you are never going to be the same. Because you are a person of baptism. And if you are a person of baptism, you have been into the death. And you're raised to new life in Christ. No longer is circumcision or the inheritance and the achievement of circumcision something which involves blood and cutting. That has all been done on the cross. Jesus has suffered. He has given us new life. And if he has given us new life, he has given you new power. Go and show the power of Yeshua. Go and touch them. And they will be healed. Go and show them life. Last week, I was preaching at the Toronto Touch of Fire Church. Last night, I was opening the Toronto Catch a Fire service in Jerusalem. John Arnott is here. But for all of you, you who live here, you who minister here, you who worship here, you're involved in a supernatural ministry. I know that you from Reading are involved in supernatural ministry all the time. But this is a supernatural ministry. Your ministry that you led us in this morning, your worship is like no other worship. You come in here, you hear you see the words of Jesus. You see the life of Jesus. And many of us are just visiting here. You know, we got a few days spare, let's go off to Jerusalem. You know, in years before, people used to walk here for weeks and weeks and weeks to get here. We fly onto a plane, and it's all very easy. Very easy. Somebody asked me where I live. I said, on seat 4D on the aeroplane. Because I spent so much time on the aeroplane. It's easy now. And I think of serving my people in Iraq and Jordan, all my refugees. I love them so much. We've now started from nothing. A year ago, all of our people had to flee. And now we're in Jordan. Next week, I'll be back with them. We're a school, a hospital, a clinic. So much we have to provide for them. And I talked to them yesterday on the phone, and they said, we've had to cut our school down to just 3 days because we haven't got money. We haven't, but God will find it for us. I told you when I was here before about the very special thing I carry in my Bible, my $1. My $1 was given to me by a little boy at Lighthouse Christian School in Seattle. He just gave me $1. $1. The next day, I went to your place, Reading. And I told him about Sean giving me $1. And everybody started coming to give me $1. And I had over $28,000. And I went back to Seattle this year. And I said to Sean, do you know how much your dollar raised? He said, what was it, $20? Was it $50? Or was it $10? I said, no. Then it had raised $3.5 million. Now it's raised over $4 million. By one little boy giving his one daughter. That's how God provides for us. We give small, he makes big. And so we enter into his circumcision, which is our baptism. And it's not just something good for doing in church every so often. You know, these churches which have nice baptistry pools under here because the River Jordan isn't down the road. Never mind. They want it clean. We're going to have it dirty, Rivka. Okay? Really dirty. But it's a real place. It's really good. So we'll do you next week, all right? All of us share in this wonderful resurrection. We are buried into Christ's death. We are buried in his circumcision. We are raised to new life when we come up out of the water. And what does it mean to be raised with Christ? Means to have the life of Christ. Means to know that Christ is with us at all times and in all places. His power will go with us. And his power is there for us to administer to those we reach out to and touch. This day, this week, will you touch somebody? And will you say, be healed in Jesus' name? Will you say, come to new life in Jesus' name? And you will know that they will be changed forever. This is David. David Stern has just come in. Yes. David Stern.
Oh, we'd like to be so anonymous. Thank you, Andrew.
It's nice to be anonymous. He wrote the Jewish Bible.
You still know God wrote the Jewish Bible.
God wrote the Jewish Bible. But he translated it from Hebrew and Aramaic and lots of other books. And very much was at the forefront of Messianic Jewish ministry. Of the Lord covenant. As I said, he came amongst us and set us free and showed us the way. And we share in that life and ministry. Sophia, I want to give you my other course from Bethlehem because it's your birthday. So will you take that as a sign?
I want a picture.
You want a picture. You always want pictures. You always want pictures. But we have really got to believe in the supernatural ministry of Jesus, which is not just a sign of the cross. It's a sign of your life now. Go in his power and his spirit. We say at the end of the Lord's Prayer, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
very much, Ken and White, for reminding us of our obligation, for reminding us of our privilege in taking on the circumcised hearts and being baptized by the Holy Spirit. We can only expect great things. If we really do believe that the Bible is alive and that God can send us anywhere. He sent Ken and White from England to Iraq, and now he's in Jordan. We need to be ready for that same commissioning and that same potential for extreme calling. So we'd also like to add to Sean's dollar, so I think we'll take an offering, a second offering now. So if I could have ushers come and we'll add to Sean's dollar. And let's pray. So we're going to add some more too. So Lord, we lift up this offering and we pray that you use it, that it would bring healing, bring redemption, and bring hope to people who are hopeless, who have no hope. We pray that you would continue to use Canon Andrew White in all the realms that he ministers, Lord, that you will touch lives through him, empower him physically, spiritually, in every way, Lord. And we pray that you would also lead us and guide us and help us to be open. When we ask for your Spirit to dwell in us, help us to be open to what you are preparing for us. In your name, amen. And we'll close with a song that we sang earlier. Sophie, and please join us for some cake outside.